This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Russia launched missile attacks early Friday on cities across Ukraine, including Kyiv, the capital. At least five people were killed on the strike. The damage in Kyiv was not immediately clear. On Thursday, the parliamentary assembly of the Council of Europe adopted a resolution recognizing that Russia's deportation of Ukrainian children is evidence of genocide. The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russia's Commissioner for Children's Rights for their alleged involvement in the deportation of children from occupied areas of Ukraine to Russia. The United Nations Refugee Agency is appealing to Sudan's neighbors to keep their borders open to four people fleeing the fighting that erupted back on April 15th. Since fighting between the Sudanese army, the paramilitary rapid support forces erupted, tens of thousands of Sudanese have been forced to leave their homes in fear of their lives. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he's working very closely with the United Nations on the crisis in Sudan.
We believe that the best way to have an enduring capability to help people leave Sudan, if that's what they so choose, is overland. And we are working to establish a process that would enable people to move overland to a place where they can more easily exit the country, in all likelihood Port Sudan. So that's under very active development.
Despite an extension of the latest ceasefire between the warring parties, fighting was reported in Khartoum and the western Darfur region before fighting erupted 2 weeks ago. One in three Sudanese, more than 15 million people overall, needed humanitarian assistance. As always, for details and much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Two U.S. Army helicopters collided and crashed Thursday in Alaska while returning from a training flight, killing three soldiers and injuring a fourth, according to a statement from the Army. Two of the soldiers died at the scene of the crash in Haley, Alaska, and a third died on the way to the hospital in Fairbanks. A fourth soldier was being treated at the hospital for injuries. The Army said the cause of that crash is under investigation. And militants in northwestern Pakistan set off a bomb while targeting a temporary military camp with rockets and guns, an incident that killed at least three troops, security officials said on Friday, but there was no immediate claim of responsibility there. Russia on Thursday said it's denying an upcoming council visit, that is, to detain U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich in retaliation for American refusal to issue visas to several Russian journalists. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov complained last weekend that the United States had denied visas to Russian journalists set to travel with him to the United Nations headquarters in New York. Gershkovich, a Wall Street Journal reporter, was arrested last month while on a reporting assignment. Russia contends he was caught red-handed spying on a Russia military installation. And the Pentagon continues facing questions over the history of the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who held classified information, allegedly, in that probe. We get more on that story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
Federal prosecutors say Jack DeShera kept an arsenal of guns, said on social media he wanted to kill a ton of people, and was suspended in high school when a classmate overheard him discussing weapons and racial threats. So did the Pentagon mess up by letting DeShera enlist, let alone get a high security clearance?
I think it's important to allow this investigation to look at the totality of this case.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder says while that plays out,
the vast, vast majority of people who are awarded security clearances come to work every day and do the right thing. And this investigation will tell us what happened and where this individual did the wrong thing.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Cuba's fuel shortages have increased dramatically, with authorities suspending activities, including a concert by the country's National Symphony, as well as rationing gasoline sales and moving some university classes online. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.